We're going to start with a chat with one of the key figures here at the airport, because now that non-essential international travel has returned, the number of passengers passing through Shannon Airport is on the rise. There are lots of excited holidaymakers waiting in anticipation for what, for many of them, will be their first flight in almost a year and a half, if not longer. So while the public has been starved of trips abroad, we're wondering what life has been like for people involved in the aviation industry. I'm delighted to say that joining us now live from Shannon Airport is the airport's operations director, Niall Maloney. Good morning to you, Niall.
Good morning to you, Alan.
It's great to be here, and I was here yesterday and this morning so far. Lots of passengers around, smiles on their faces. I suppose, look, it's been a difficult 17, 18 months for not just Shannon, for aviation in general. It pretty much ground to a halt since March of 2020. We've had Lufthansa Technik, the situation with Aer Lingus and the cabin crew base. So it's great to see Shannon Airport getting up and going again.
It is. Look, we've had a long 16 months and we could each depress each other talking about the events of the last 16 months. But look, this is a positive news story. It's a positive news story in terms of the nation, in terms of the rollout of the vaccination programme, the rollout of the digital certification process. But also, from a regional point of view, it really has been very critical that Shannon Airport is back up and running. And this is really only the start of the story post-COVID, in terms of returning flights to Shannon Airport. Because this is not about... Shannon Airport isn't a destination for anybody. Really, the destination is West Clare, Kerry, Galway, Mayo. And we're only a means for people to get to there.
Yeah.
From our point of view, is we're delighted with our partners Ryanair, with the level of services that they've put through. So from the 1st of August, we'll have 17 destinations, 74 flights a week. And that's a significant jump, even from where we were in June. We'd only 18 flights a week. You know, so for our point of view is that this is the start of the story. We need to work with our airline partners. You know, a lot of the airline industry has been absolutely devastated. You know, aircraft parked up, and you can come to Shannon Airport and you see the level of aircraft that are parked up in the airfield. And that's not really a good sign for aviation at all. But look, this is a positive news story. You know, we have people going out on their holidays today. It's bringing employment back into the airport. And hopefully, in time, it'll bring employment back into the hospitality, the tourism sector as well, too. Because that's really what it's at. It isn't just about Shannon Airport. It's ensuring that the hotels in this region, along the Wild Atlantic Way, have customers, and customers will come through Shannon Airport. So, obviously, this is the start of our story. There's a lot of work to be done in terms of getting those airlines back. And, you know, really, the real hard work starts now.
Yeah, certainly the passengers are delighted to be travelling again. And later on in this hour, we're going to hear a piece I did with some of them who were heading off to places like London and Lanzarote yesterday. I think ecstatic would be an understatement for the people I was speaking to.
But even looking at yourself and your colleagues who are here today, it's probably your first time you've done an outside broadcast for a while.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Absolutely. It's new challenges for people. And I do think in terms of, from an airport point of view, it really has lifted the spirit of airport employees here. It's seen more employees come back into the airport. But the best thing for me is seeing the smile on passengers' faces. And, you know, we have a busy morning here. We have 8 flights this morning going out with Ryanair to various destinations, which is great. But what's even better for me is to see the people coming back into the country. Because that really is where there's a better economic benefit for everybody. Not just the airport, not just for the concessionaires, the car companies, the caterers at the airport. But basically for everyone around the Wild Atlantic Way.
Yeah, I was really struck yesterday by how busy the departure lounge was, but also from the staff members I spoke to, as you say, they were all absolutely delighted. I suppose it's normality for them. They want to be working. Nobody wants to be out of work on the PUP or whatever. They want to be here working and contributing. Everyone I spoke to was absolutely delighted to be back. And I saw some of them greeting the passengers and, you know, saying in duty-free areas, saying, oh, it's great to see you all back. You know, real positive vibe around the place.
Well, I suppose if you go back, no different, a lot of other sectors. The last 16 months really has been a tough time for employees at this airport. And personally, from the management of the airport, we'd like to commend them for their work they've done over the last 16 months. And some of them are in reduced hours, reduced pay, and you know, it's no different than lots of other parts of the industry. But really, I'd like to compliment them for the manner in which they've handled themselves over a very difficult period. They are really the winners, from my point of view, in terms of what they've done. In reopening the airport, it really gives them a lift as much as anybody else. And they've shown that in terms of, I know you've been around yesterday and seen a couple of people in retailing and the catering establishments, the concessionaires there. People are delighted to see passengers. Absolutely. It really makes you late because even though the airport has been open for the last 16 months, dealing with cargo planes, transit flights, business jets, the MRO activities at the airport, really the life and blood of the airport is passengers. And we're here to help. We're here to make it easy for them as possible. And as a team, Shannon Airport, because it isn't just Shannon Airport employees, you have Swissport employees, you have Ryanair employees, you have the State Services, Customs, Immigration, Agriculture, of course, car companies. So there really is a very much a community spirit. And to be fair, as a community, we want to make sure we give a caid mila fáilte to tourists coming into this country. And really, there's an onus on us to make sure that their first interaction with anybody in the airport as they arrive into Shannon is a welcome. And hopefully that stays for the rest of their journey into Ireland. And I suppose for us, as I've already stated, is, you know, we've lost carriers like United, American, Aer Lingus are not operating out of here at the moment. And really the work starts in how can we encourage those airlines to come back to Shannon. Transatlantic services are quite close to our heart. We've been serving the transatlantic market here since 1944. For the last 2 years, effectively, the last 18 months, we've had no US flights through here. And really it's about bringing that back, because really that really is, you know, the cream on top. You know, we're very lucky to have the likes of partners with Ryanair. We will see the resumption, from my personal opinion, of Aer Lingus at some stage. And it's really about getting the American carriers back, because that's really where the bigger benefit will come to everyone on the west coast of Ireland.
You mentioned there about trying to entice airlines back, and I know groups like Shannon and Ennis Chamber in the recent past have called for like a new funding model to incentivize airlines to resume traffic at the likes of Shannon and other regional airports. Is that something you would support?
Well, I think to attract any airline now will require funding. They really have suffered. They've parked up aircraft. They've laid off thousands of staff. So literally they will go to the airports, which will incentivize their return as quickly as possible. I do believe the capital airports around the world will recover first before the smaller airports like ourselves. But literally it's about having some kind of funding in place to support the return of these. Because I do think the benefit to Ireland is greater when they come into Shannon than if they come into Dublin. Because what happens in tourists, particularly North American tourists coming into Ireland through Dublin, the capital hop, they stay a couple of days in Dublin, they might do a bus trip to the west coast of Ireland, but then they'll head to London, then they'll head to Edinburgh, and then they'll head home. If they land in Shannon, they tend to stay the whole 2 weeks in the west coast of Ireland and see the magnificent sights of our country. So for us, really, it's about incentivizing these airlines. And we can't do this on our own. We do need help. So we will need government help. But things like Tourism Ireland have been quite helpful in the past. So we need to, you know, harness everyone's good nature to understand there's a bigger picture here. It isn't just a question about Shannon Airport's ability to fund an airline coming back. We all need to be part of the solution. The tourism industry, the government, the airport, and anyone else who's involved in this sector really need to put our thoughts and heads together how we can incentivize these airlines to return.
I know Mary Considine, the CEO of the Shannon Group, had said she's hopeful that the Aer Lingus's Heathrow route will resume operations by the end of 2021, and that it and Aer Lingus's transatlantic routes will be operating again by spring of next year. Now, there's been a public commitment by Aer Lingus to retain Heathrow until September of 2022, along with the transatlantic routes. Are you hopeful that it could extend even beyond that?
In this business, you always have to have hope. If you don't have hope in this business, because it is like a roller coaster ride, you know, in terms of I'm here now 40 years, and there have been good years, there have been bad years, but you have to have hope, you have to be positive. And when you're talking to carriers, you know, you want to sell them a story, you can't sell them a negative story. So it really has to be positive. In terms of Aer Lingus themselves, look, Aer Lingus are an independent company, they make their own decisions. But I do think myself, we will see Heathrow returning, that's my expectation. I know Cork is going to be closed for 3 months. That will give us an opportunity for a period of time in attracting some of that traffic during that period. And it definitely will increase the traffic through here during that period. Transatlantic, as I said, is really the cornerstone of our business. We do need to see that return. I'd be quite optimistic that we will see transatlantic flights with Air Airings back here for next summer. But the question is, who else can we bring with them on that journey? You know, we're the first airport in Europe that had US pre-clearance. Our colleagues in US pre-clearance have really been very supportive of the airport during the last 16 months. You know, and then literally they only have had business jet traffic to pre-clear. So really there's no onus on us to make sure that the investment that the US government have made in pre-clearance and the staff that are here, you know, that we deliver US traffic to go through that facility. Because it really is a magnificent facility. It really has been positive feedback from the passengers who use it. And really it's a critical part for us. How do we actually attract transatlantic traffic? If we didn't have US pre-clearance, I don't think we'd have had the level of transatlantic traffic that we had pre-COVID.
The point there you're making about trying to attract some of the business that would have been going to Cork Airport, one of the things that struck me yesterday speaking to some of the staff members is they, one of them said to me that they're seeing a lot of people coming from counties like Kildare and, you know, closer to Dublin, who would rather travel the hour and a half, 2 hours down to Shannon Airport to fly to wherever they want to fly, rather than spend an hour going into Dublin and then another hour trying to get from the car parks to Dublin Airport itself. That it pretty much works out similarly, but it's just the ease once you get to Shannon Airport. Are you noticing, is that becoming a bigger trend of people coming from further afield than just Munster to travel out of Shannon Airport?
I think people on the East Coast have just realised of a hidden gem and Shannon Airport. They don't realise the ease, until they've used the airport, they don't realise the ease of coming. You park outside the front door. So when you park in your car park, you see the terminal building. Yeah. You're not parked 15 minutes away and have to get a bus. So you see outside. Congestion isn't an issue in Shannon Airport. With our partners, like the likes of Swissport and Go, you know, we have efficient check-in arrangements. We have very efficient security operation here. So my motto really is, we can get you from the curb to the gate within 10 minutes. And really, that's affected the message. It's about making things easier. Because I think travel, after the events of 9/11, I think the whole issue of travel became very challenging for people. And people were nervous about travel, and people are concerned about, oh, I have to be here 3 hours beforehand. And we've already seen that now in the last 10 days with the return of, the return of travellers back into the... You know, people arrived at the airport 4 hours, but they're waiting a long time. They don't realise they've got to the gate after 10 minutes and with 3 hours, 50 minutes to spend. That's good for our retail and catering operations, but literally it's about making ease of passengers. And for us, it's about the work that we have done. You know, you take it, even during COVID, by September of this year, we'll have a whole new security operation in place, which will remove the issue of having to check liquids, remove your laptop from a bag. It's about actually making the whole journey as seamless and as stressless as possible. And that's, I think, what people have found when they do come from the likes of the Kildares and the Meads, and to find, you know, it has not been the same experience they've had in Dublin. Now, probably as Dublin returns, it's probably a bit easier at the moment, but as Dublin gets more and more busier, the customer experience might change that element. But we have a constant project. We have a good customer experience here. And to be fair, our staff at the airport play a huge role in that. You know, you want to come and arrive on a plane. And to be fair to the immigration officers here, you know, the first thing they do is, you know, they have the information, they have the person's name and a passport. And they say, Mr. Maloney, have a nice holiday here while you're here. That's a very small welcome. You don't get that in a lot of other countries. You know, and that's really where everyone has a role to play for people to come back into this country. If people have a good experience, they'll tell other people about that experience and they'll come back here. And we all have a role to play in this. It isn't just the airport, as I've said previously. We all have a role in this part. It rises all in boats. And this is the start of the journey, I suppose, post-COVID.
It's been just shy of 2 weeks since the resumption of international travel. Things are a bit different, obviously, now. You have to have your EU digital COVID certificate, the social distancing, people wearing masks at the airport. Have you noticed, has that slowed down the process of people checking in and departing, or has it been much of a muchness?
In many ways, I think my own personal experience is that people are arriving at the airport much earlier than normal. Normally, you know, check-in opens 2 hours prior to the departure for a Ryanair flight. We've seen people here 3-4 hours, so their expectations are going to be a very slow process, but they end up in their transit lounge sitting down for most of that time. So I think, you know, the key message always is come early. I'm that way myself personally.
Be as prepared as possible.
Be prepared as possible. You know, you allow for the puncture, you allow for a bit of a queue, but to be honest, when you come to the airport at the moment, that's not an issue. So you have more dwell time. But to be fair, it's about the experience. And as I said previously, you know, travel has got its issues in the past in terms of people have concerns about, you know, I can't bring this, I can't bring liquid through the security, I have to be on time. And I think the new measures with digital certificate just adds a bit of complication. But I do think if people go to the government.ie website, it's very clear messages what you require to depart the country and what you require to return to the country. And if people follow those, make it as easy as possible, as be informed as possible. And I suppose what we are as an airport here is to help people in terms of if they have issues. And people always have issues in terms of they forget their digital certificate. You know, they leave the passport at home. And we kind of help them as much as we possibly can to get them on their way.
Obviously they have to have the digital COVID certificate, as you're saying. They should do their homework in terms of look at gov.ie and do their homework on the destination they're going to. But is there anything particular passengers should be aware of before they come to Shannon Airport? Anything that you think you should flag up for them?
In the current climate, my own view is as long as you're prepared to enter the country that you're departing for, in terms of the digital requirements, of the PCR requirements, or the passenger locator form requirements, effectively, just when you come to Shannon, we will make it easy for you. You will get to your gate very promptly. And we just want you to relax, to start on your onward journey. For the returning passengers, obviously there's a process entering the country. Again, the same issue with the digital certificate, the passenger locator form. And really it's about hoping that you have a good experience at the airport as you enter and that you enjoy your holiday in the west of Ireland. And you will tell your friends, you will tell your relations what good experience you have. Because that really are the greatest ambassadors we can have, the people who've had the experience in the west of Ireland.
You mentioned the number of flights that are going out weekly earlier on. You know, there's going to be a new route to Turin before the end of the year. And we're giving away flights to Alicante, Lanzarote, Faro, Corfu and Las Palmas. Are there going to be any more new destinations coming on stream in the near future?
Well, I think in the month of August, Corfu starts next Tuesday. Gran Canaria will follow the weekend. For the skiers, Turin is a destination for the wintertime, which is brilliant. I do think with our partners Ryanair, we'll see further growth over the coming 12 months and even possibly sooner. And they're a great partner to have. And like, obviously, in terms of we would like to see Aer Lingus back again in the autumn. I'm quite optimistic of that. But as I said earlier, this is the start of the journey. Collectively, as a region, we need to make sure that tourists come into the west of Ireland. And by coming into the west of Ireland, they need to fly Shannon.
Does it feel, Niall, we're talking about the positivity amongst the staff, amongst the passengers, and it's been such a difficult 16, 17 months or so, but now, through the clearing, the trees are behind and the path forward is clear now, and it's just upwards and onwards for Shannon Airport.
Well, from a business point of view, you might learn the lessons from the past, but it does nothing to the bottom line in terms of now we have a great customer in Ryanair. They have 74 flights a week in the month of August, and all I'm asking is people, look, support Shannon Airport. It's your local airport, fly Shannon, and in that way then we can encourage not alone Ryanair but other carriers to return to Shannon sooner than later.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thanks very much for being with us. Airport Operations Director at Shannon Airport, Niall Maloney, and best luck for the airport and yourself in the future. It's great to see things really up and running here again, and such positive, good vibes around the place as well.